Hit.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're recording. We're live.
Who's Ish. Excited? Oh my goodness. It's me. It's me.
So behind the scenes, we are trying. Did I mention this last week that we were trying a new recording method?
I don't know. Probably, don't know. Yeah. Anyway, we're using Zoom. It's kind of cool.
We're using Zoom. We're using the free version. There's a paid version that lets you record for an infinite amount of time for 3+ participants. But we only have two participants, so that means we have infinite recording time if it's just the two of us. Haha.
Cool, good talk. So that means any guests that we have will have to be in person.
Yes. Or we have to make a short podcast, which will never happen with three people.
Nope. 100%.
But the idea is that Brandon will be able to record his audio stem on his end, and I'll be able to record my audio stem.
This is the sound of my voice.
Yeah. Oh, we did talk about this last week.
Yeah, we did.
Because
yeah,
I remember we did a free plug for Blue Microphones.
Oh, yes, we did.
And the other thing is the video records side by side, so I don't have the video stems to kind of zoom in on us, which means we have a top and bottom bar that we could use for possibly advertising. I don't know.
Hey, hang on. Do you know who's going to be on what side? Like, can we like high five each other right now? Is this something we just ha? No, not so much. Hang on.
Whatever it's like.
Fucking yeah, old man and technology.
I don't know if you watched last week's episode just to see if the audio was okay, but I left the Hard Knock Media website on the entire time we were recording. So we could use that space for a sponsorship in the future.
Well, yeah, that's where the bills is paid. That's what we do.
Yeah, so like Squarespace, MeUndies, Men's Gym Club.
Just Farmers Only. Like, farmers, you know, I'm here for anybody. It's fine. J-Date. I don't know if J-Date's still a thing.
I don't know.
I assume. Yeah, I'm not part of the tribe, so I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's
yeah. So I think this setup will work. We had we're still working out the kinks, and I'm gonna forget that we did this talk again. So next week, be sure to tune in for Tech Talk with Brandon and Jamie as we discuss the streaming services that we're going to go through eventually.
Yeah, all of the streaming services. We're just gonna start at the top and work our way down.
Now the next upgrade is to get, you know, DSLRs that we could stream with so that we could get the nice blurry background and stuff. But that's like for when we get Jason Momoa money.
Couldn't we just use our existing cameras and tripods?
I don't know if the Olympus systems have the live view. That's something we can look into.
I was going to say, because I do have an external microphone for that camera.
Thanks
something to a one Dan Malholm.
Ooh.
I don't know. We can work that out. Maybe that's something for a live recording where we get not one, not two, not three, but maybe even four people in the same room having a big group discussion.
Whoa.
And just chit-chatting it out. That's right.
Yeah. We can have a crew. We can have cameras on sticks. Like, we have the gear.
That's right. Yes, we do, Jamie Noguchi. And you know, we say the phrase that pays here on the Gorilla and the Gooch. That's right, Gorilla and the Gooch.
Oh my God.
3 to 7 p.m. is drive time. Drive time. Currently 8:46 in the p.m. on a Tuesday when we are recording. 14 to the top of the hour, 46 after the hour. Traffic and weather together coming at you. Jamie Noguchi, I want to ask you the biggest of questions. I mean, the gargantuanest of questions. Jamie Noguchi, what are you geeking on about this week?
Wait, we haven't even done the intro. We haven't done the proper
God
intro.
Damn it. Of the show. Man,
you're jumping the gun.
No, I'm not. You went in and you went with your old man tech talk and then you got started. And you didn't fucking pay the bills. Like, you got us this thing, man. Like,
Brandon Chalmers.
Send me off to the races. It's fucking Hard Knock Media, man. Brandon. NOC is in Nerds of Color, as in not fucking me.
Yeah, yeah.
The boss has got to pay the bills. Fucking who, bitch? That's what I'm talking about.
Listeners, viewers everywhere, welcome to the Fucking Do It podcast. We are part of the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. That's NOC, Nerds of Color, media.com. You will see the ad, the entire episode, if you're watching us on YouTube or on Facebook. And if you're hearing us in audio, just imagine that we have stamped hardknockmedia.com into your brain.
It's almost like I didn't say anything at all.
We are here. I'm still, I say this every time, but I'm still amazed that Keith allows us on his network. Like, there are people who get like interviews with actual celebrities and like, you know, they go to Pixar and they go to Disney World. Like, there are podcasts on the network that like are connected. And then there's you and me.
Yep.
Just
yep.
Sitting in our couches.
On fucking dining room tables, just doing the damn thing.
Yeah. So like, I feel like we're the redheaded stepchild of the podcasting network, but we're still here and we still have a blast.
I don't know. Like, if you think about it, they're just putting up with me. And thank you for that, by the way. I greatly appreciate it. And we're usually at our dining room tables anyway. So yeah, genuinely... The idea of, you know, us eventually turning this into a discussion about food, because every fucking week we seem to do that, just seems like a fitting thing for us to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's a hardback chair that just gets us in the mood for food. It's like, so, that's where we're at.
It's so good. Like, if I knew how to transition this show into us just going to different places and eating and talking about it, heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
It's called a camera and a Zoom recorder is really all it is. And then just asking them like, hey, can we record our TV show here? And they'd be like, yeah, whatever. Just fucking sit over there. Just don't think too loud.
Nice. Yeah. We need a camera person, but yes.
No, we have a tripod. Do you understand that like I'm going to do this the jankiest way we possibly can? Like, if we're going to record a podcast in this Bojangles, then we are going to make sure that we do it the least professional way possible. Stretching all sorts of cables all over, like, plastic tables and all sorts of shit. Just going to be chewing right into microphones.
So, Brandon,
you thought I was B-word fat before. Jesus Christ, strap in.
So Brandon Chalmers, what have you been geeking on and why is it a Leica camera and Jason Momoa? Like, oh my God.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? I am actually going to put that on blast. Okay.
You sent me this thing. It was amazing.
Okay. So for those of us who aren't paying attention because they live under a fucking rock, Jason Momoa is a goddamned delight. And he was on Saturday Night Live. And I follow Jason on Instagram. It's where I tend to catch all of his fun stuff. And his Insta stories are usually a lot of fun because while he is a like gorgeous fucking hunk of man, just big flowing hair and beard and the whole nine, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, breaking off a piece of that.
He's magical.
At the same time, he's a delightful human who's like super down to earth and is ready to hang out with everybody and is stoked about seeing everyone and fucking loves SNL. So he got done doing SNL. And if you haven't seen him on that, you should actually check his Instagram account. Obviously the stories have disappeared at this point, but he does a recap where he ends up wearing two earrings as like nipple tassels and is in like divorce court. And it was amazing.
Yeah,
right. And it was very, very funny. But he ends up going to the Leica store. And for anyone who's followed along, Leicas are cameras for fucking rich people. Anyway, all right. So they also have ridiculous designs. So I see Jason Momoa, because he is now a newly found rich bitch, super proud of him. He has his own fucking Leica camera. And I know Jamie and I were complaining about it because we thought it was fucking ugly at first. However, that also means that he's a goddamn bougie camera nerd. I can get behind that shit.
Well, no, the one we were complaining about was Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, the Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, we were complaining about the Lenny Kravitz. I didn't
God
know.
Damn it.
I didn't know Jason Momoa had one, so.
Hang on a second. Wait. Does that mean that Lisa Bonet is actually the Laika fiend in this relationship? Because she was with Lenny. And then, you know, like, there was a strong Christmas where, like, Lenny hands Jason one of the cameras because, like, they're buddies.
Yeah.
And Jason, imagine, like, a fucking kid on Christmas going, Lenny, Lenny, and just fucking snapping photos, like, shirtless, I assume, and just, like, hanging out. Yeah, hang on a second. Jason's Thanksgiving, been... just no shirts? Like, yeah. I assume no one's wearing a shirt at that Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, Jason Momoa has been a Laika fan forever. Like in a early like promo for the Aquaman movie, he was showing off all of his old school Leicas. Like he has it's not all the modern ones. He has a lot of older school film camera ones and just
right.
Yeah. So like the rangefinder shit. So I didn't know he had a Momoa edition.
Oh, I think he does. I know there was like an SNL one that he was highlighting or whatever. Anyway, the important thing is I send a video over to Jamie, not of a special camera, not of Momoa being adorable, of Momoa being at the Leica store and gently one of the representatives of the store opening the flap of the box and the box cascading open like a fucking lotus and exposing this camera in a box. And like, I'm talking about the cardboard had a spring release.
Mm.
Like it was like you pop the top and it was like photos, bitch. It just like it rose like a fucking phoenix.
Ooh.
Right. And when you're like, why do you pay, I don't know, $7,000 or $40,000 or whatever the fuck they are for these cameras? And it's like, cause the goddamn attention to detail is ridiculous. Anyway, yeah. So that's actually what I'm geeking out about. Jason fucking Momoa. Kids, go find yourself a man crush and just follow him and just think about your life together, like hanging out and riding motorcycles and rock climbing and listening to Dreamweaver together as you stare longingly into his really dark and beautiful eyes.
How
you talk about how you totally have always loved Aquaman. I fucking hate Aquaman. But he absolutely is like the best version of Aquaman.
Yeah.
Because he kind of is.
How psyched would you be every time to go bouldering with Jason Momoa? Like, that would be my dream. He would be so psyched for you to, like, finish a V2.
Please understand, okay? Come up with a sentence and end it with Jason Momoa, and it's the most excited version of anything.
It's true.
Like,
it's true, man.
How excited are you going to be to get a root canal with Jason Momoa? Fucking... drill, baby, drill. Like,
hell yeah.
I'm here for it. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Because imagine how good you'd feel when, like, you get into, like, I don't know, 30 minutes in, your jaw's starting to hurt and the spindle's coming off of the thing and him just leaning over, just gorgeous hair just cascading over you and just going, I'm really proud of you, man. You're doing super great. And just disappears off in the fog and, like, I assume makes out with somebody and then does a guitar solo and is, like, doing ollies in a parking lot or something.
God damn.
Yeah.
I know what
he really is? He's a living embodiment of every cool kid in an 80s movie that you wanted.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
He's actually it.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, God damn it.
Yeah.
I don't know how we get to be part of his crew, but squad goals.
Yeah, squad goals. That's what it is. I think it's just going to be a lot, we both need to grow our hair out a lot more. Like that's a gimme. Like
it has to go one
of two directions.
Yeah.
Two, I need to go like take a 23andMe test and forge those documents so that I am some sort of Islander. Like I know I've got like, I don't have the calves for it. So I'm going to have to really dig into that. But like, I think I can goof my way into being some sort of Islander. I think maybe maybe.
Yeah. Well, Scotland counts. Scotland's an island.
I don't know if it counts that way. Like, like I feel like the British shouldn't be able to look at like Momoa and go, we're the same. Like if genetics alone, like John Oliver's a delight. He's no Momoa.
That's true.
Like
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish we knew more people who knew
Jason Momoa
who orbited
increase
our
chances?
Yeah, to orbit that realm to increase our chances.
We do actually know, let's see, we know Sean Koss.
Yes.
And I think Momoa has checked out his stuff and owns some of his shirts. So we're loosely related in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we can make this work.
Yeah. Zara's part of the DCEU universe, so...
Well, she should just slide into his DMs.
Yeah.
Like, just for us.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, I mean, necessarily for herself, because, you know, good luck and fucking get after that. I totally, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh, man. She's going to be in the next Call of Duty game as a character.
Sure, why not?
I don't play Call of Duty.
You probably shouldn't. You should probably just watch the YouTube clips of her doing that. And then if you really want to support her art, you PayPal her $20.
Yeah,
because she's never going to see anything more than the fee she's making for that game.
Yeah.
And then maybe some residuals are going to Comic Cons and stuff like that. Just pay her the $20. Just do it now. just Venmo it right over to her.
What's this? Hey, you were in a game. I'm not going to play it.
No, but right. Yeah. This is how it is. You're in a game. I'm not going to pay it. I should be seeing you soon. But here's take $20 because I want to support your art.
Just
it's like the most personal of Patreons.
That's true. That's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it.
Nobody will turn down $20.
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah. That's like a bowl of ramen, man. That's like 1/100th of a Leica.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right. Anyway, Jamie Noguchi, what are you geeking out about?
So last Tuesday, I went with one to drink Alex to see the latest One Piece movie in theaters stateside. I don't know anything about One Piece.
Okay.
I've never seen a One Piece. I've never watched the anime. I don't read the comics. Alex is part of the One Piece podcast, like the One Piece podcast.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he did a commercial for like their latest release of like the color slides. Like every version of the manga has like a handful of color pages or whatever. And
sure.
he did an official video for like their official advertisement campaign for this book coming out. So like
for the One Piece podcast book or for One Piece in general?
For the One Piece comic, the actual publisher reached out to them and said, like, can you guys do it? So like Alex is as deep into One Piece as one can get.
Okay.
And I had no idea what I was walking into. And it was hysterical. Like it was a delight. Brandon Chalmers, there is a character in this comic who turns into a castle. Like his power is he turns into a castle and he has cannons on the parapets and they fire cannonballs out of his shoulders.
Okay. Okay.
There's a guy named Bullet and he turns into a mech, and then that mech absorbs the island around him and turns into a bigger mech. Like, it's kind of amazing.
Okay.
I don't know if that's actually part of the regular manga or the anime, because the movies tend to be self-contained stories. But it was crazy. Like,
okay.
So the way Alex describes the writer, the way he does the manga is he basically writes for 12 and 13 year olds and just makes crazy shit.
And nails late 20s Americans.
Yeah.
Like somehow writes for 12 and 13 year olds, nails almost 30 year old Americans.
Yeah.
This explains everything I have seen of that comic.
Yeah.
Have they improved their design work on women at all? Or is
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So like, it's still like real, real objectify.
Yeah, the waist is non-existent. However, there was no boob physics in this movie, which apparently is unusual because the One Piece boob jiggle is a thing that happens in all the movies. It didn't happen in this one. And I was pleasantly surprised because I was expecting that.
Well, thank goodness. Let me go on record as saying, thank goodness we managed to avoid the trademark symbol One Piece boob jiggle, because that's I
guess it would be more like anime boob jiggle, but it wasn't there, so that was cool.
Sure. I I have the hardest time getting into anime. Shit like this is why. Like, genuinely. Like, I'm into a lot of dumb shit. Know this. And I know I don't hold a moral high ground because I've watched wrestling. But yeah. At the same time, like, well, yep, it's still 2019 in Japan. Well, so
the thing you need to do is to watch something like this with someone who enjoys it, because you feed off their enjoyment and you feed off the audience's enjoyment. Like, cause the audience was like losing their shit at some of the stuff, and it's all in jokes and it's all stuff that I didn't get, but because they were into it, like I was into it.
Gotcha.
Watching this by myself, I don't know. Like,
I get this as someone who has watched weird Kamen Rider stuff.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
I would definitely not sit down and watch that weird version of the Incredible Hulk that you sat me through. That is Kamen Rider. I don't even remember.
Ichigo is so good. He's so good. Takeshi Kongo.
I think me picking apart this weird, like 70s, like barrel chested grandpa of Sentai is like, oh, sure. Yeah. Like, why not? Let's do this. So like,
you have to do it from the heart, Brandon.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think that's really what it is, Jamie, you sat me down to watch weird Japanese version of Walking Tall.
Yeah.
And I'm here for that. It's a tough hill for me to climb on the anime train. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I think you could get into it, but I think Alex would need to pick like the best movie, like the best version of it.
I appreciate that. The caveat is essentially like, yes. And if we cherry pick this,
you have
just
to.
Right.
You have to
just right.
You have to, because otherwise, like all the bad stuff. Like
don't they have like 40 seasons or something like that? Hasn't that shit been on for like ever?
There are 800 episodes. 800 episodes. That is,
aren't there like 1,000 plus issues into the manga too?
Yeah. And that's 400 hours of this anime. So you would have to just get it in a chunk, like watch a movie, just watch a movie, one movie.
Okay. So this, okay. Right. Yeah. I would love to see what the comparison is of like how much actual TV footage, like US version of Dragon Ball Z is, to have like a realistic comparison of like, hey, from this thing to this thing, this is how much anime you've watched of this one thing. You're like, that's a lot of fucking anime. And then sitting down I was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. Like,
yeah.
I assume when you sit down and you sign up for Crunchyroll or whatever it is and you put on One Piece, there's no interruption like Netflix of like, are you still watching? They just assume that if you fall asleep, no, not even that. That if you fall asleep, they're just doing you a favor. Like,
they just keep
rolling.
Wake
up. Yeah, you'll wake up. Some dude's going to be a castle. There's going to be like a jaguar who like rides a kaleidoscope into space or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like women's bodies won't matter. Everything's fine. Like, it's a perfect anime.
Yeah. This guy fights with three swords. He only has two hands. So he puts the third one in his mouth and goes, it's kind of amazing.
But I feel like I've seen that in a Raid movie. So that like that's impressive, but I don't feel like that's the most original.
Yeah.
Also, wait, hang on. Isn't that how the White Tigers were fucking worked that shit out? They put the tail blade in the mouth and then he just fucking flew into shit. Yeah, like I thought that's how that shit worked.
I think so. I think you could like it, but it would have to be the best of the best. And I am not the Sherpa for One Piece.
I get that.
Yeah. And like, you know, we were talking about it today. Like me and Alex were climbing today and we were thinking about, well, they got to do a live action Gundam and the original. Everyone's into the original who's a fan, but I don't think the original is the way to get people into Gundam because it is long and it is boring.
Boring.
So you need the high school teen drama Gundam, the one where like, you know, there's a tragic relationship and there's sadness and pain and emo-ness and giant robots. And that's how you get people into that shit, because you're there for the emotion, but also giant robots.
I think if I may throw out a different idea, what you really need is something that makes Pacific Rim look like a children's movie. You need some ridiculous shit, like some like not Michael Bay, but somehow like big sweeping fucking camera angles and yeah. the most like over yeah. the top. Like I want it to almost feel like Starship Troopers in a lot of ways where like it's almost a little too much.
It's all in the cinematography. It's all in the way it's shot. It's got
to
be.
And it has to take itself way too seriously. Yeah. If it's tongue in cheek in the least, it can fuck right off because it's going to lose all of its credibility.
Yeah. And I don't know who's doing the Gundam movie. They've announced it. It's coming. I think.
Is it a US movie or is it a global movie?
I think it's a US movie.
Okay. Interesting. That seems weird.
Is it Legendary? I think Legendary is doing it. I'm not sure.
The fine people that brought us the Underworld franchise. Everything's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
they turn Michael Sheen into a werewolf. Everything's going to be fine. Like, and they only produced like, I think, 4 of those movies. So there's a good chance that over time, they're going to get better, which is great.
Yeah. I mean, I would love Gundam to be a thing. Here, I would love live action Gundam to be a thing here. So.
Like, you know what the best part about that is? Knowing that it actually is like Legendary Pictures, assuming that it actually is. By the third one, we're getting Gundam Wing. We're getting that fucking ridiculous one with the fucking scythe. Yeah, 100%.
If they combined Wing and Death Scythe into one Gundam, that would be the perfect Gundam. Like,
they're going to have to battle. Like, that's how this has to be. It has to be like, you're going to literally turn it into like a good versus evil sort of thing.
Yeah.
They'll Americanize the shit out of it. It'll be great.
Yeah. I have hope. I like Gundam a lot. I realize why people don't, and I don't blame them at all. But
because the plus side is they'll completely get rid of the story of the people. They'll just hire Vin Diesel to play Deathsight. Like, it'll just, because what you want is that fucking voice coming out of that mech. And then if you want to go with like,
at a time, family.
Right, but like, okay, so then I'm thinking like on the opposite side of that, you need like some fucking like apple pie ass motherfucker. So like, not even funny like Chris Pratt. Like I need a guy that you hate that's America's sweetheart. I need the voice of Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I need fucking Woody to be in the other one just ready to go, if only for like the studio footage of him essentially doing like the Dragon Ball yell into the microphone.
Oh my god,
like, yeah, as they fly into each other in the middle of space. Right, yeah, so like you see that like little thumbnail version of Tom Hanks fucking screaming his heart out and the fucking wingback just flying through, wings flying off into the space into the nothingness. The two of them clash and it's just a lot of grunting between the two booths.
Yeah. I'm there. I'll wash the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you need someone who likes the anime to get you into the anime. I think that's how it works. I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a feeling that is going to be an anime that I just will not get into. And that is A-okay because we can put that on the fucking pile with Assassination Alphonse and Edward and
Full Metal Alchemist.
I know, but there's Full Metal Alchemist. There's like Assassination Classroom or whatever it is. Like, please understand, I don't have an absolute dislike of anime. I've just never really got into it. I kind of grew out of it. I watched all of Sailor Moon. I'm good with that. It was rad. I watched all of Gurren Lagann. I enjoyed that. I watched like a good part of like original Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z when it was like Toonami. And then I went out and actually went out to, what the fuck would it have been called? A place in the mall that had like bootleg ones. Like I got like
Pandora's
fan
Cube
subs
or something.
Yes.
Like that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And like paid for the VHS fan subs of the fucking episodes so that I could get that real advanced shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I watched all of that and then I was like, yeah, you know what? This is kind of cool, but I don't know if I can keep up. And then I just kind of fell out of love with my brief anime stint. And then I was like, yeah, okay. I have a decent appreciation of this and this is not necessarily my bag and that's cool.
Yeah. Well, Gurren Lagann is fun.
Oh, well, it's also short too.
Yeah. If the Gundam movie was like Gurren Lagann.
I'm good with that. Like I'm 100%. The only thing I think Gurren Lagann dropped the ball on is that they didn't have a duck mech.
Quack.
No, I mean like it's a drill to the heavens. So you just have his big spiral cock just fucking rise in the heavens.
Nice.
Nice. I like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Just spiral cock to the heavens.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause the idea of just a quack from the sky and then just, just dicks out, just fucking flying down. This is a fucking visual, by the way. Just
If I wasn't so swamped, I would draw that right now as we're talking.
Yeah. Anyway. So, anime is rad. Go enjoy it. It sounds like you had a good time at the One Piece movie. So if you are even remotely into One Piece, it sounds like it's a lot of fun to go see.
I think so.
It's about as over the top as it needs to be.
Yeah, it's bonkers. It's great. Cool. So like, you know, unlike a lot of anime, there is no emo in this. So it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. So
yeah, okay. That's fair. Maybe this is where they're losing me, is there's no emo in it. Like...
Well, then you would love Naruto because there's emo all over Naruto.
I've definitely seen some Naruto. Yeah, yeah. Like I need something that I can play My Chemical Romance to.
Okay.
Like I need that.
Yeah, that's definitely Sasuke Town. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If I could get like a YouTube fan sub, much like how Dragon Ball used to have those like fan subs that were set to like Drowning Pool or something like that.
Yes.
Like, yeah. 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 If I could get like that, like a Naruto fight, but set to like My Chemical Romances, I'm not okay. Like that's really kind of, that's my wheelhouse there.
Yeah.
Like,
the anime music video. Yeah. The AMV thing. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yes.
Those will still, as like we go, like when we used to go to anime cons, I will still hang out in the hallway and watch those just to see. Cause I need no context on the anime.
Actually,
like, this is the nice thing is,
yeah,
I can just jump in and go, well, I enjoyed this music, so you've got my attention now. Now it's essentially we're at Korean barbecue. We're like, I'm interested for whatever reason. I'm a captive audience. Now you have to entertain me.
Yeah.
Like Korean barbecue might be the best way to watch music videos or really anything. Cause like, mm-hmm. if you sit me down and I have to sit and wait for meat, if the music's kind of catchy, that's a bonus. If it's really visually entertaining, that's rad, which means the fucking stuff that we see where it's like, there was what, that one weird one where they were like clearly on the border with like North and South Korea and like there was a dance number and like the safe zone in between. And
yeah.
Some fucking ridiculous bullshit. Yeah, like that. You have my attention. You have my meat. You have my audio. Like you got me. Full stop. Just hunkering going, the fuck is all of this?
So basically what we need to do is find a YouTube channel that's nothing but AMVs, get a whole bunch of meat, sit you down, barbecue that, and that's how we enjoy anime. And it doesn't matter if it doesn't make any sense because you'll have the music of the meats.
Also, it doesn't matter if it doesn't make any fucking sense because anime. Like, have you ever had someone try and fucking sit you down and explain that? Like, pick a regular, like real common known anime and have them start picking apart the characters and just going, hey, so here's the general plot and here's this person and here's their power and here's the first season story arc, and have someone just visually, like if you sat down and you had Al Gore read you that information in that fucking monotone voice of his, you'd be like, what sort of fever dream bullshit is this?
This is Sasuke Uchiha. He hates his brother because his brother killed his family.
Jiminy Gucci, can we please get like a master cut, like as a Christmas album almost, of just you reading Wikipedia articles of animes as Al Gore?
That'll be our Christmas gift to you.
It's a Christmas gift to you. Yeah, yeah. It's like we poll our like 9 listeners for their top 10 animes. And we just pick those and you read just the main plot synopsis of every one of them just as this.
This is Rei Ayanami. She's the clone of Shinji's mother.
I'm already asleep. Already so fucking good. Asleep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You genuinely, Jamie, that is a delightful impersonation, and you have somehow managed to transform yourself into a human quaalude. Like, well done.
I invented the internet. God damn.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, yeah. And we'll get like halfway through and we'll just throw some random stuff in there that'll sound really terrible. Yeah, and like nobody just will actually know because they'll check out after the first like 14 seconds.
Yeah.
But somewhere in the middle of there, there'll be an original song. There'll be a weird Madonna cover just for like, yeah. Like I'm thinking like you and I, maybe like a kazoo, maybe a kid's drum or something like that. We'll do a version of like Express Yourself just for no fucking reason.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be super great. Yeah. And then the rest of it will just be Al Gore slowly talking about Sasuke. It's
this just is One Punch Man, Saitama. He punches so hard, the bad guys blow up.
Yeah, I'm here for all of this.
Have you watched One Punch Man?
No, I got the general premise. He punches.
I feel like it's a short one, and I feel like you might like that one.
Yeah, I probably would, I suppose. I don't know. Like, I got burnt out, Jamie, is what I'm saying.
We'll find some meat, and then we'll watch.
We need meat, because frankly, like, the only thing I'm going to end up doing, like, we'll sit down and watch whatever anime it is, and all it's genuinely going to be is 45 minutes of me yelling about how Goku is the worst dad in the history of cinema.
Do you remember Soulja Boy did a song where the hook is, bitch, I look like Goku, bitch, yeah. I look like Goku.
Yeah, 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 I do, which I... Is there like a GoFundMe for Soulja Boy's LASIK? Like, so we can work that out for him? Because like, if this is his way of saying he's a bad father, okay, weird flex, but okay. But like... look, I don't know Soulja Boy. If Soulja is upset with me, I do apologize genuinely. I'm making generalizations based on the song.
Yeah.
Goku is the worst dad in the history of maybe all film. Challenge me.
He is no bueno. He is no bueno.
Like a real bad dad.
Well, also the parents in Frozen are terrible parents.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Did their parents leave him on a mountaintop with some dinosaurs around and no food and shelter?
They did not. So maybe, okay. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
Goku's parents are worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Goku is worse. Goku is the worst parent.
Right. Right. Because his wife, like Chi-Chi, freaking the fuck out. He knows where his son is in the woods and is like, Chi-Chi, he's fine, stop. And she fine. Is fucking losing her mind because she's a proper fucking parent and yeah. He's a baby yeah. With a fucking tail. Like, you can't, he's gonna get that thing hooked on something alone. Like,
yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
God damn, yeah. It's like, hey, Jamie, guess what? You're the greatest fighter in the galaxy, but you also left Hazel in the middle of a fucking, like, yeah, you left her in the middle of a Denny's with an expired Visa gift card and a note just duct taped to the back of her head. Does she have clothes? I don't know. I left her there. The Denny's will provide. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He's pretty bad. He's pretty bad. And that's never a part that people like, oh, Goku is such a great, never, no one ever gets excited about his parenting skills. It's all about the punchings.
Right, yeah, and I don't care if he can beat up Superman, fuck Superman too, but yeah. God damn it, can we focus on how much of a bad father he is?
He is a terrible example. You're right. Anime is awful. Just hashtag
Goku's a bad dad is really what, congratulations. Yeah. He saves everybody with a spirit bomb and leaves his fucking son in the woods.
Broken. Broken family. Broken like, family.
Right, yeah. Yeah, can I, you know what? Can I get this? Can I get an anime like video mashup of him leading fucking Gohan in the woods set to Papa Roach's broken home? Can I get that cross section? Oh, just God. Some fucking sad ass screaming early 2000s emo shit. Just saying Gohan just crying. No, he doesn't get REM. That's a heartbreak moment. That's Chi-Chi's soundtrack. No, I want just fucking him sitting in the middle of the woods, just fucking crying.
God damn.
Just waiting. You know what the best part of that turnaround was? The way that we got excited about it is that his best friend, who's reluctant as fuck to watch his kid, essentially goes out, solves the problem. Piccolo's the greatest guy ever in the history of cartoons. Fucking yeah. love him.
Piccolo's a great foster dad.
The gold standard here is like, hey, so he befriended a fucking dinosaur or a dragon or whatever. Like, what the fuck? What yeah. sort of weak-ass knockoff Gentle Ben bullshit are we talking about here? Fucking turning Gohan into fucking Clint Howard of the anime universe. No wonder he ends up being fucking Saiyan Man. God yeah. damn it, I hate yeah. this shit.
That's where the Saiyan power comes from. Neglect. Parental neglect.
Is that what it is? It's the fucking Batman premise? Yeah. You don't get to be a great warrior unless you're fucking ignored.
Watch Gohan go Super Saiyan.
Yeah. Did you notice how Gohan's life and skills and everything else like that got better when fucking Goku was dead?
Yeah.
Twice.
Brandon, I think we found a new niche here.
Me raging about Goku with my limited ass Dragon Ball Z knowledge.
No, but this is an important aspect of it because no one ever brings this up. Everybody talks about like the tournament saga and how good he punches and all this other stuff.
Who cares?
And they've let him get away for years from being a deadbeat father.
He's
and,
a deadbeat dad. I got fucking excited when Cell kicked his ass.
Yeah,
good.
Good. Like, yeah. And
good.
Dragon Ball Super, he's got like orange hair now and blue hair and like who god super god you mode, but he's still a terrible dad.
Do you know how fucking excited I got when he fucking got shot with that special beam cannon? You have any idea how excited I got that fucking Piccolo got to fucking hit him with that like weird fucking like shot through the chest sort of like I loved that shit. I was like, good, raise him in your fucking image. He'll turn out to be a decent person. Oh, what? He did turn out to be a decent person and then dressed like fucking Piccolo, his real dad? Like, fuck Goku. Fuck Goku.
Hashtag fuck Goku.
This is what we're talking about today. Fuck Goku.
Fuck Goku.
I'm sick and tired of these Boy Scout ass motherfuckers and we're just ignoring everything they can fucking do. I'm not even going to fucking unpack Superman's lame ass or anybody who gets excited about that fucking crossover bullshit. Fuck all that. God damn it. But seriously, I'm the greatest fighter in the universe. You're a fucking dickhead. You're a dickhead and a deadbeat dad and a shit husband, I might add.
Yeah, because what are you fighting for? Just you're not saving your kid. Clearly you don't care about that.
No.
You're not fighting for your marriage.
No.
You're not fighting for your people because they're all dead. Like all the Saiyans are gone. So like what are you fighting for?
How the fuck does he make any money? Like, have you seen the table spread on that shit? Like he eats way more food than any human should, completely turning Chi-Chi upside down. Yeah. I'm assuming she's living off of like some sort of residuals or like some sort of like a state thing from her father.
Is she had a capsule core or was it Bulma?
No, that's Bulma.
Bulma, okay.
Right, I get how Bulma and Vegeta are doing well.
Maybe Bulma's helping her out.
Right, okay, so now Bulma's got to fucking pick them up? Like, Bulma doesn't have enough? And also, genuinely, okay, imagine if this is actually true. And Vegeta finally figures out, like he's doing the fucking 1099s. He's going line by line.
Yeah.
And he sees this like $70,000 for food, $140,000 for lodging, like what burnt lawn repair, like all sorts of shit. Cause Goku's a fucking child who can't take responsibility for fucking anything. So then he finds out Bulma's just been paying the bills and fucking Vegeta shows up, ranks due. Just shows up, bill collectors.
Yeah.
Calling for fucking Kakarot.
Yeah.
Not even using his name. That's how you know Vegeta's pissed. He's calling creditors. Chi-Chi's fucking answering the phone. I don't know who Kakarot is. Man, we show that he lives here and we show that he's the last bitch ass Saiyan on this planet other than Vegeta, who's rad. These are the notes here, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm just reading what I'm told. And Vegeta's got it like, it'd be so good. It would be so good.
I bet that's the way it goes down because of the two, Vegeta is definitely the much more responsible one.
He's a better father.
And
he's a better person.
And they all coddle Goku like, oh, that's just Goku being Goku. And he doesn't ever learn. He never grows as a person. He only grows in like physical strength.
Yeah. Who cares? Who cares about your lame anime ass and your dumb pecs and your stupid fuck hair? You're not taking responsibility for anything. Fucking yeah. Prince of the Saiyans knows what's up. That dude understands family and honor.
Yeah. Yeah. No wonder he's grumpy all the time.
No fucking shit. And I know somebody's going to be like, well, blame the turtle hermit. He kind of raised him. That's not his fucking responsibility.
No.
Like, eventually, at some point along the way, Goku, in between doing push-ups and fucking Chi-Chi, has got to take responsibility for something. He started this family. He's got to fucking handle it. Save the world. Congratulations. Pay the fucking rent.
Yeah. How? Yeah. Like, how
does he? How does he pay the rent?
Because they never talk about cash prizes in these tournaments.
Right. Now, I assume there are cash prizes.
Yeah, but it can't be like a full year's salary.
No.
The way he fucking eats.
Right.
No fucking way.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so like, is he bleeding Chi-Chi's family dry? Is he mooching off of Bulma? Is Bulma just basically paying him like somebody would like fucking Batman and Batman Beyond fucking paying Terry McGinnis money to fucking be Batman? Like,
yeah.
Where are we
yeah.
at?
Do we know anything about Chi-Chi's family? Like, are they well off?
I assume so. That dude's got real big fuck shirts and a real pointy hat. Like, I assume that money's got to come from somewhere. Then again, maybe. I've only seen him in one outfit, but you know, he a big boy, so who knows?
Maybe he has the pointy hat empire, and that's where they get their money.
Maybe that's it, yeah. Maybe he runs, like, bigfuckhats.com or something like that, and that's how he's getting his millions. I don't know.
Well, like Gohan and Goku don't need health insurance because of their like their Saiyan metabolism. But like, what if Chi-Chi gets sick? Like, who takes care of Chi-Chi?
Right, right. Yeah, like nobody fucking pays attention. Where's Chi-Chi's 401k?
Yeah, yeah. What's her retirement fund?
Yeah.
Goku's just pissing it away. Like,
yeah,
it's got to be Bulma. It's got to be Bulma taking care of the house. Bulma.
Right, right. She's the like, only also. One. We never unpack, like, what's an Esenzu bean? What does that do to your body? What does that actually create? Is it radioactive? Like, is Bulma rotting? Like, is she could be like rotting from the inside?
From the inside, yeah.
Right? You don't know. She could be eaten up with the fucking cancer. And how would Goku know? He's in her fucking home.
God, I hate Goku.
Fuck Goku.
I had no opinions about Goku. I hate Goku.
I got a fucking ton of them. I got a fucking ton of them.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter that he's unlocked all of these powers because he's still a shitty person. Shithead.
Yeah. Congratulations. You're the best fighter in the universe and you're the biggest dickhead.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it get you? What does Super Saiyan 5 get you? Does it get Chi-Chi health insurance?
No, it doesn't.
Does it pay her deductible?
No, it doesn't.
Because they don't have universal health care.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They don't.
No, they don't.
They can't.
Yeah. He just keeps collecting powers and not worrying about anybody else's well-being and somehow managing to turn it into him constantly winning. And then he ends up becoming like the biggest thing on the planet. And everybody's like, fucking Goku, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, like, Chi-Chi leaves him and then takes half of his non-existent fortune.
Yeah.
And then he ends up becoming the second richest guy on the planet. And then somehow everybody's like, oh no, how's Amazon going to survive? Fuck Jeff Bezos. That's what I'm talking about right now.
This all goes down to fuck Jeff Bezos.
That's where I'm at right now. Yeah. It's a long game.
It's dismaying to see people fail upwards and not be held responsible or accountable for any of their actions. Goku is like he is the worst. Goku's the worst.
By the way, I hope that's the title of this episode. Goku's the fucking worst.
Goku is the worst. Yeah. I just. People are like, what the hell are they talking about? You'll see.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm going to ignite the anime boys.
Fuck them. Who cares?
Right. Like, yeah. You know why? They probably wouldn't know a good father if fucking slapped them with the Super Saiyan dick. Like they wouldn't.
Well, they can't argue it. They can't argue it. Like,
tell me he's a good father. I don't care about him being a fucking amazing fighter. I don't care if he can kick Superman's ass.
Sure.
Don't give a shit.
Sure.
Don't care if it would take him two punches to actually take out. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
you don't leave your kid in the middle of the fucking forest fighting dinosaurs. That's just bullshit.
This is my line in the sand.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a kid, you take the responsibility for the kid.
Because even Vegeta, who was raised in the Saiyan society where they are shitty people, takes care of his fucking kid.
That's a big assumption on Saiyans as a whole, by the way.
Well, they show some of that in the Broly movie, like how they raise them in pods and they're really dickheads to each other, and it's like survival of the fittest and all this kind of stuff.
But at the same time, there's honor. Nobody seems to be going without.
Ooh, that's true. That's true.
Like, it's a very harsh society. It reminds me a lot of like old Star Trek Klingon society. But at the same time, like, just because they value strength and they probably don't deal with anxiety and stress well. They're probably not mentally the best group of people.
Yeah.
Vegeta's still a much better dad.
He's really good. He's really good.
And like, right. Yeah. And you want to talk about being held to the highest of standards? Hey, your planet's dead and you're the last prince of the Saiyans. Like, that's the highest of standards. And what does he end up being? A warrior supreme, a great person with one-liners, manages to bed down the finest woman in all of anime and also somehow the richest. Like, he manages to find her, lock her down despite all of his issues, and then still raise a great fucking kid and be a super dad.
Yeah.
And also can do laundry on his stomach.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Team Vegeta. Team Vegeta all the way.
Goku doesn't even do his own fucking laundry. He can't even stand there and let Chi-Chi rub his fucking gi on his abs. Like, he could stand there. He could fucking just stand there and be a washboard. Yeah, do something.
Man. Fuck Goku. Fuck Goku.
Congratulations, Jamie. You got me to talk about anime.
Yeah.
You got what you wanted.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't expect this to happen.
That was amazing. That's the best. Also, Worf. From Star Trek, The Next Generation, also a terrible dad.
Great. Terrible dad.
He's terrible. Alexander, he abandons his kid to his adoptive grandparents, and the grandparents raise him while he fucks off with Picard and the rest of them throughout the galaxy. So Worf has issues, but Sisko is a great dad, but Worf can fuck off. Like,
you know what this makes you realize? All the more reason to reinforce Vegeta's a great dad.
Vegeta's an amazing dad. Vegeta's a
great dad. Yeah.
Like, Vegeta, when Vegeta fights, it's for his family. It's for his kids. It's to make sure Kakarot is not a dumb shit and kills himself somehow.
You know what it is? What I really want? I want, like, some sort of tournament of, like, Battle of the Fandom Dads. And it's just, it can be anime versus live action, but just if it belongs at a con, I want to see them square off in like a Sweet 16 tournament or something. Like, we should probably do this for like March when it's
March Madness.
Yeah, when it's March Madness, and we do our own tournament of fandom dads, and we crown the best dad in all of fandom.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, I put it out on Twitter and see what the votes are and stuff.
Yeah, and we just see what it is, and we can put up a poll on like Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is, and we just tally the votes and we determine the best fandom dad.
Yeah. There's a YouTuber, Maggie Mae Fish, who has a whole series about like fictional dads. Like, she did this great video about fictional dads and stuff. I should look that up and send it to you because it's amazing.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. And we should probably reach out and have them involved in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want the real thing. It's really what I want.
Oh man. Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah.
This got way too real.
Welcome to fucking everything with me. This is what happens. I shout about anime for a while because you got me started on something. I turned real shitty real fast, and then I suddenly brought it around to be a fucking good father. Don't be a deadbeat piece of shit.
Because it has nothing to do with anything. Oh my God.
I definitely am not holding any sort of grudge on absolutely anything.
Nope.
None.
No grudge. Nope.
Whatsoever. No. Nope, not even a little bit.
Nope. No. No grudges.
No. No, I don't.
We are not ones to hold grudges.
No, we are definitely not ones to hold grudges. Nope. Do you know not every time that your parents suck and they're basically dead, do you turn into Batman? Did you know that? Sometimes you're an angry guy just shouting about how Goku's a fucking bad dad. It's weird. Like, it's weird how that happens. Oh, Jamie Noguchi, where can they find you?
Brandon Chalmers, Jamie Noguchi on Instagram, Angry Zen Master on Twitter. You're yes. here. Oh, soon we're going to have a Draw Right Now website. I'm working on that.
Oh, nice.
Right cool. now. Yes. It's on Squarespace. I sent you a message on Slack, but I don't know if you've responded.
Okay.
But like, yeah, we're going to be doing articles about stuff. It'll start off as a blog initially, and then
cool.
You know, we'll build it out. There'll be resources for people. Like, these are things that we like. You know, this is how you can find out how to do this thing and all yes. that kind of stuff. So we're going to build a site. We're going to build a community. We're going to do more stuff. So
hell yes,
so, Brandon. That where can people find you? Rad.
You can find me on Instagram at that guy Chalmers. You can find me on Facebook. Just search Brandon Chalmers. Just type Brandon Chalmers really into your Google machine near you. I'll pop up. My Twitter account is kind of dormant at this point because Twitter's a fucking cesspool. You should leave it too. just saying, it's bad for the kids. And feel free to hit me up on whatever it is. I will probably befriend you. I may not necessarily follow you like all that closely. I might mute you if I'm not into what you're into, but genuinely, I appreciate the support and thanks for putting up with our bullshit. You guys are kind of rad.
All right.
Goku's a bad dad.
Yeah, don't be a bad dad. Don't be
Goku. A bad dad. Don't be Goku.
Don't be Goku.
Yeah. Fucking go read your kids a book and don't be fucking Goku.
Don't be Goku.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he reads some fucking books of like bullshit books about monkeys and like Christian Science bullshit or something like that. Fucking ignorant dick.
This is how fucking you throw a punch really hard.
Yeah. Hey Gohan, let me teach you about survival. I'll just leave you in the fucking woods. Like, fuck you.
God damn.
Like, yeah, how does it, is that how he just parents everywhere?
That's some like bullshit, like survivalist doomsday culty bullshit right there.
Yeah. And I'd say that Goku is like a doomsday prepper, but he'd actually have to have a fucking job and buckle down and know how to fucking hammer a nail.
Yeah. He would have to prep.
No, unless it involves fucking training.
Jesus Christ. How did Chi-Chi let him inside her?
Well, because he's got them fucking washboard abs and he can fly. Like, imagine a dude shows up all fucking Aladdin and shit, fucking hanging out with his dumb fucking accent. I can show you the world. Like, just, and then suddenly, like, she's like, well, you know, you're kind of fine and everything else like that. I wish you did laundry, but whatever. We can work this shit out. Next thing you know, she's pregnant. He's like, I'm Christian and I don't believe in birth control. So, like, they're in it. You know, honestly, the only thing I'm really proud of is that Chi-Chi didn't end up having another kid. Wait, did she have another kid with him?
I don't think so.
Good for Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only once. Yeah. Deadbeat space dads. Only once.
Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck him.
Anyway. All right. We're going to stop recording.
All right. Done.